Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
r/AskReddit by Planet Reddit. Hospital morgue, what is the dumbest yet most impressive cause of death you ever came across? My grandfather died when he decided to go and lie down because he wasn't feeling very well. My grandmother asked, "Should I come with you?" To which he responded, "Go back and eat your food. I'm not having a heart attack." He was having a heart attack. "I'm not having a heart attack. Man who died of heart attack. This is not the day I die." Prince of Erin on the day he died. Not sure this quite fits with dumbest, but I guess impressive. I saw a guy come in for autopsy in multiple bags, drunk and hit by a train. The impressive part was that somehow they found his intact brain a significant distance away from his other body parts. His skull had come apart in such a way that his brain kept accelerating and flew out and landed on the ground. Is there any science that talks about where or not the brain would still be active seconds after being removed from the body since it's still intact? Actively what? Experiencing its own independent transcendence? Well, this is new. Local naturopathic doctor took some Chinese herb to cleanse herself of some BS. Put herself in kidney failure. Husband finally calls 911 after she goes unconscious. At the hospital, we're able to get her dialysis and bring her back around. Tell her with the right treatment we may be able to restore some kidney function. But if unable to that, she could continue on routine dialysis and hopefully get a kidney transplant. Her response is that she doesn't believe in modern medicine and that it's poison. She left the hospital, asked me anything to go home and treat herself with her own medicine. Her treatment didn't last long. The problem solved itself. Sometimes I see or hear stories of perfectly healthy people killing or injuring themselves in such stupid ways and think of all the kids with cancer or other diseases that will kill them be incurable. Life is completely random, it seems. Here's some of naturopathy's greatest hits. Just to add, Judy Melanick in her book Working Stiff, written about being a NICU coroner, talks about a man who was in a fight and got thrown down a manhole. Problem was, a steam line had burst in the tunnel and he started screaming in pain the minute he fell. By the time EMTs got there, super dead. When she dissected him, he was dry on the inside because he had just been cooked. Skin lobster red. Organs firm and cooked and just gross. The thermometer they used only went to a certain temp. But his body maxed out the thermometer and they couldn't get a read on how hot he actually became. Google.com link. There was the subway jumper at Union Square, for example, whose body was recovered on the tracks of the Uptown 4 train with no blood, none at the scene, none in the body itself. She'd never seen anything like it. And only CME Hirsch could explain. The massive trauma to the entire body caused the bone marrow to absorb all the blood. Whoa. Sounds like what the secret vampire cabal in charge of NICU wants us to think. Not either of the OP requests, but I worked in news for 9 years and had some impressive ones. The most messed up was a man who threw himself into the tracks of a local train. The wheel of the train crushed the middle of his body and he was basically certain to die as soon as the train moved and his injuries were going to pour out all his blood. The poor guy immediately regretted what he'd done. And he was still alive while the train was on him. It was the strangest thing seeing this guy talking to first responders. He must have been in shock but was surprisingly coherent.
He basically dictated a suicide note for his wife to police after the EMTs basically told him as soon as the train moved it was going to tear him apart fully and kill him. This man did it in the way an executive might dictate a memo, very little emotion. He was still alive while a literal train was on top of him? Remember the don't remove the knife from a stab. I think it is same. I worked in a funeral home for a while. It wasn't exactly an impressive death in the sense it would qualify for a Darwin Award or anything. But there was one guy who was pissed drunk after partying in the city. His friends stopped on the side of a major highway for him to puke and he got hit by a taxi. We received his body and he had a perfect impression of a Ford logo along with part of the grill from the taxi that hit him on his upper thigh. Never will forget that. My dad used to be the guy who picked up the bodies and took them to the morgue funeral home. His most impressive was this guy who got his steering wheel through his chest. Guy was actually still alive when my dad got to the scene. He was called by a doctor who happened to be stuck in the traffic caused by said wreck. And came to render final aid. It was pure shock that was keeping the guy alive. And the fact that the steering column was holding everything in place. The doctor ended up pulling the guy off of the car. Which killed him rather instantly. He hates talking about that story. That's rough right there. Knowing that the only way to save someone is to kill them. And having to be the one to do it. Most of the time if something is penetrating a person like that, the aim will usually be to cut it away from the objects around them. So in this case away from the rest of the car, and transporting the patient to the hospital with the item still in. To be carefully removed by the surgical team. That obviously is to be ignored though if there is a pressing issue of safety. Like if a car is on fire then you cannot wait for firefighters to turn up with the power tools. They often have to think on their feet and come up with slightly different ways to get around unforeseen issues too. Best example of this was a kid some years back who got a javelin through his neck. Miraculously it missed everything vital. Javelins are of course very long and it simply wouldn't have fit in the ambulance so they had to use a saw to cut the javelin shorter. While being acutely aware that the vibrations from the saw could move the javelin in the boy's neck and cause damage. They managed though. Using a manual saw instead of a power tool and essentially going slow and careful while dampening the vibrations as best they could. They then transported the kid safely to hospital where the surgical team could remove it without causing any serious damage. Kid lived and just had two scars. One on each side of his neck. My boss was a former cop who responded to a stiff, dead body, who sat on a plunger which impaled his intestines and he bled to death. It caused a suction effect and they had to break the toilet to remove him. Guy was in a very expensive suit too. I'll never understand why people are willing to shove random things into their orifices just to avoid a few minutes feeling embarrassed in a sex shop to find out what's safe to use. Unless you're a repeat customer they're probably not going to remember you and they're not going to shout your name in the grocery store and ask how you like the horse dildo you bought. There's also a wonderful thing called the internet that includes discreet packaging if you really can't bear to walk into a shop. Absolutely no excuse. Not a hospital or morgue worker. But what about the guy who played Gaston at Disney who died from lighting a firework on his head? Absolute tragedy. They said it was a mistake. But. Googled it. Article here. Devon was not the kind of person who would do something stupid. Said the brother of the guy that lit a firework on his head. Two kids high on X went to the roof to recreate the Titanic scene where Leo is holding Kate. They both fell to their death. Stupid. They tried to recreate the drowning too. Less the water. Don't work in a hospital. But I'm a cop so I have seen lots of deaths. Let me start by saying that I'm not telling this story to promote or endorse suicide. A few years ago we had a guy jump from one of our parking garages. That happens every now and then. What made it remarkable was how he did it. Witnesses say that he parked his car on the top level. Got out and immediately sprinted toward the edge. When he got there, he dove over the wall without ever breaking stride. Most jumpers take a while to do it but this guy was either dedicated. Or he knew that he wouldn't do it if he went too slow. Olympic level competitive suicide. Speedrun. About a dozen, give or take, people die each year in Yellowstone due to death by buffalo. When I was there in 2006 I had to stop Japanese tourists from taking a picture with a buffalo. The tourists in Yellowstone are something else. You've got people trying to pet bison, fill geyser water, and feed bears. Luckily, you can avoid most of them by hiking a moderately hard trail. I asked a park ranger there what the most ridiculous question a tourist has asked. And he said someone once asked him how the machine that powers the geyser works. Thinking someone turns it on and off every X minutes. We live in a wild world, boys and girls. Not a medical worker. In fact, infantryman for the US Army. While I was in Iraq, we had been approached by a village leader telling us about a sicko that had been kidnapping their kids and lighting them on fire while he got his jollies. We were told not our AO and to let the police handle it. The police found him tied to a pole with his face burned off. Pretty sure he didn't live. In Iraq, an ISIS guy was trying to escape the encirclement of Ramadi by the Iraqi army. We found him hung upside down from a power line with his head about 3 feet off the ground and arms tied behind his back. The locals told us they had beat him with a steel fencer post, then let fire dogs have at his face. ISIS rule wasn't very popular. Shit like that happened to a lot of the fighters who tried to desert. Clearly some formal ritual suicide. Nothing to investigate here. Due date to firework. So. I'm giving you the upvote cuz that's pretty crazy. But that really needs more of a story. Edit. Typo. He was hungry and the chicken nuggets were too far away. On a bus. A young woman put her head by the windows despite being told repeatedly to not do so. She was hit by a sign and died. Hail payment. Clucking noise. Don't work at hospital morgue but dealt with a lot of successions and reviewed death certificates. The ones that stick in my head are. Drowned in Hurricane Katrina. A ride attendant fell in front of a kid's roller coaster and was drugged to death. A guy who was pleasuring himself with a vase up his ass and caused a vesoval reaction and his heart stopped. He was like 25. 19 years old kid in the military was sucked out the back of a transport plane. Official cause of death was a 1,500 foot fall. A guy was assaulted and had major head injury. He survived but had to have a trach tube. He went home in a wheelchair and his family fed him fried chicken and he choked on a chicken bone and his brain was starved for oxygen. He was in a coma for a while and died a few months later. They then went back and charged the guy who assaulted him with murder. The duck. Yeah, it took me months to get his death certificate because the coroner wouldn't sign it till the investigation was complete. The guy was charged with murder because if the original assault had never happened, then the guy would never have needed a trach. He never would have choked. And would still be alive. At least that is how he was charged with murder. I'm sure a competent lawyer could get it dismissed or charges reduced. Funeral director here. One of the deaths my boss had a few years back. Not really dumb but certainly impressive. A guy who jumped off a building and landed straight on his feet. Which caused his legs to literally be pushed through his skull. One of the most common causes of death at the Grand Canyon is the male instinct to urinate from high places. Men camping in the canyon go to pee off the edge of a ledge in the middle of the night. Fall off. And die. A noble way to go, to be fair. The highest pee wins. That is the rule. German backpacker in Australia was doing some work on a farm to make some money. He accidentally stepped on a crop harvester blade, and as he was reaching to free his foot, he cut up his hands. He left the wounds untreated, worked in muddy conditions. Swamps. Swam in livestock ponds, etc. He had both hands removed. And his foot. The infection tracked to his lungs. And he ultimately died. He had no mates in Australia. Not one person ever visited him. It would have been less stupid if he had been shredded up by the crop harvester. Especially considering the farm he worked on had a medical and a veterinary clinic only a few minutes away. That's how my great-grandfather died. He cut his foot while working on the field one day. In summer. He decided to just wash it on the little channels around the fields. Just dipping his foot in and go on with the work. He got an infection and was dead in a week. Here is dumbest thing. Dying because you got in a wreck and decided you didn't want to wear a seatbelt. Dumb as shit. I have seen many of those.
I read once a comment from a cop that said something like some people wearing a seatbelt still die. But he never had to scrape the pieces from the pavement with a shovel. Right? I was checking out a new truck in my workplace's parking lot. A 2019 Chevy Silverado Trail Boss. I peered through the driver's window and saw one of those detached buckle things you clip into a seatbelt receptacle. So that you can avoid wearing your seatbelt. But also keep the car from chiming at you. I'm not surprised at this. Just disappointed. I hope the driver never crashes. An in-law of mine used to be a medical examiner pathologist for the city of Newark, NJ. While there was no shortage of violent death there, the most impressive was when motorcyclists would commit failure to fly off of the NJ Turnpike extension, an elevated roadway over Bayonne and Jersey City. They would take the roadway too fast, not be able to take a curve, strike the edge, and launch themselves into the air. Then splat. So I am very late, but me parents both work as doctors. My mum was working in A&E, accident and emergency, and basically what happened was that a guy on a motorbike was going too fast and at a stop. Couldn't stop. He crashed into the wing mirror of a bus and the mirror took off his head. Helmet and all. The worst part of the story is that this flying head flew into a bus stop. The head hit a woman who was waiting there and killed her. Kinda gives new meaning to the term headshot. This kinda belongs in a dark corner of r/unexpected. Except there's no video or photo. Thank God there's no video or photo. Usually men don't go to the doctor when things are wrong. But this guy. He got an ear infection. Went to the doctor. Got a prescription for antibiotics. And then went hunting and decided not to take the antibiotics. Infection spread to his brain and he was in ICU for a while. He very nearly died several times during his lengthy stay as a result. So I hope it's okay to include this story. But I think he actually survived. You'd look like a proper dingus dying from an untreated ear infection with a big juicy box of amoxicillin in the bathroom cabinet. Actively have an ear infection. BRB shitting my pants. Best one I've heard. Some guy got admitted to the ER for overdose. Was given Narcan. Woke up, acted like an a-hole and left. 2 hours later he was admitted again but in several pieces. He tried to jaywalk and got hit by 5 cars which literally beheaded him. Edit. Details may not be 100% accurate. Repeating from a story I heard 8 months ago from my GF's uncle who is a doctor. The hospital, when they hear that guy was being readmitted. Bruh. The hospital seeing him in several pieces. Bruh. Mega bruh. Patients refusing care out of fear or cultural beliefs. Honestly. On occasion I have run across situations that are depressing. Maddening. And impressive, all out of devotion to one tenet of a religion's belief about how far medicine is allowed to go. Accepting one treatment but refusing the one they need out of ideology and paying the ultimate price for it. Hello. Healthcare worker here. Once had a young man come in non-responsive and with no heart activity. He got shot in the arm with a low caliber handgun. We took over resuscitation efforts from EMS and went on and on. Not understanding why we couldn't get his heart to start again. Well. A nurse grabbed his arm to position it better and then she noticed blood on her fingers. So she looked and noticed there was a tiny amount of blood coming from his armpit. The doc ran and grabbed the ultrasound machine. What happened was. The bullet went through the arm. Into the armpit. Into the axillary vein and got pumped into the right atrium of the heart. I love you. Off topic, but when I broke my arm they didn't realize that my bone had punctured the skin and slipped back inside. Only when they got to the ER to do X-rays did they notice the bleeding hole. Though I was covered head to toe in bloody road rash, so there's that. Oh, and a DR stuck his finger in the hole. Zero anesthesia to make sure there wasn't any rocks. I was wide awake and had no warning and ended up nearly passing out from pain. A-hole. Is this where I mention that guy who tried to do homemade liposuction with a vacuum cleaner? Pretty sure he just sucked his organs out. My uncle was an EMT for a period of time. He told me his least favorite story. They got a call about a motorcycle accident. When they got there, the driver of the motorcycle had been going so fast and wiped out so hard that he was nearly liquefied. He remembers having to wash human remains out of his boots.
Moral of the story, it's dumb as duck to drive that fast. Apparently the guy had been clocked at well over 100 miles per hour and was trying to outrun a cop. I don't work in a morgue or hospital, but my brother works in a morgue. He told me this story of a man who died from choking after trying to swallow a watermelon whole. A man got it a quarter of a way before choking. Thanks for watching. Subscribe for 3 videos a day.